Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today is Babish Patel of BAPS Charities. They're having their annual Spirit of Service Walk-Run, bringing over 1,200 people together from all over Dallas-Fort Worth and North Texas. Babish, how you been?
I've been good, Chris. I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This walk has been taking place for years, and I think people have heard about it, or maybe they haven't heard about it. Can you talk about the walk itself just a little bit?
Yeah. So, BAPS Charities has been doing walks for over 20 years throughout all of North America, under the guiding principle, in the joy of others lies our own. And the walk itself embodies this ethos by bringing communities together to support causes that uplift and serve. It's not just about the physical activity or walking and running, but it's more about fostering that unity, that compassion, and a collective action. And through events like this, we aim to build some stronger communities and make a lasting impact, both locally, nationally, and internationally as well.
This is what's so impressive. It's been around for about 20 years all over North America.
Yeah, it has. It's amazing because you've seen it grow over time. I've been able to see it grow over time. I was a kid when it first started, and now I'm a working adult. And so it's just, it's motivating and inspiring that the walk has been able to impact and help so many different organizations throughout the community.
And you mentioned helping all the different organizations. BAPS Charities has always given back, always been a part of the philosophy of servicing their community. And that's why this walk is so important, because it supports a lot of different groups, but in particular this year, it's the American Legion, right? Why was this organization chosen, and how will those funds be raised to benefit the American Legion?
Yeah. We're honored to support the American Legion, which is a nonprofit organization that's been serving veterans, service members and their families since 1919. They offer a range of services. They include assistance with benefits, healthcare, employment, youth programs, and some community service initiatives. The funds that are raised from the BAPS Charities Walkathon will aid in their efforts in, for example, building the Frisco Purple Heart Monument.
Oh, yeah.
And supporting various programs that benefit our local veterans and their families.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people always remember this time of the year, Memorial Day weekend and the whole nine yards, the end of May and early June. This is what everybody's very feeling, very, very patriotic. So I think it's right on time and an excellent choice. The American Legion has a long and powerful history of advocating for veterans. Can you share how Post 178 in Frisco in particular brings that mission to life here in the local community?
Yeah, great question, Chris. Post 178 in Frisco, they're actually committed to honoring the service and sacrifice of our veterans through meaningful community engagement. Mm-hmm. Each year, they host a Veterans Day ceremony and participate in an annual Memorial Day ceremony, support returning service members, and invest in programs that strengthen both veterans and their families. Their post is named in memory of Peter J. Kersey, a local Frisco hero who served with courage and gave his life for his country. Mm-hmm. And being chosen as a beneficiary of this year's BAPS Charities Walkathon is an incredible honor. Their mission of service truly aligns with ours, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to raise awareness and bring and build an impact together.
So also, can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming BAPS Charities Walkathon happening in Frisco? Where is it and who is it for?
Yeah, so you know, this year's BAPS Charity Walkathon and run of 2025, it's scheduled on Sunday, June the 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. at Kaleidoscope Park, mm-hmm. which is located at 6635 Warren Parkway in Frisco, Texas. The event is completely family friendly. It's open to all individuals, regardless of age, regardless of background. And whether you're walking, running, volunteering, or just there to be supportive, it's a wonderful opportunity for everybody in the community to come together and be a part of a meaningful cause.
Okay, so there's always a lot of walks around here. People love to get involved with walks. Susan B. Komen Foundation is one of them that always has annual walks. But can you tell people who want to participate in the walk how they can register or get involved, or even if they didn't walk, they just want to attend in person?
Yeah, so you know, everyone is welcome to participate. You can register online if you just Google BAPS Charities Walk Run 2025 for Dallas, Texas. It'll pop up a link where you can go in and register yourself or your family. If you're not able to attend in person, mm-hmm. You can still support the cause by either making a donation or sponsoring somebody who will be participating in this year's walk. And every contribution, regardless of the size, big or small, it helps us move closer to our goal, and it makes a significant difference in the lives for those that we aim to serve.
Oh, yes. And what message do you hope to share with the community through this event? And what impact do you think it's going to make for everyone?
Well, you know, our message is that of unity, service, and compassion. Mm-hmm. And through this event, our hope is to inspire individuals to come together, to support one another, and to contribute to causes that make a real difference. You know, by participating in the walkathon, the community members are not only promoting health and wellness, but they're also actively engaging in service that benefits the veterans and their families. And it's just a step towards building a more connected and a caring community in the Metroplex here.
You know, what's amazing is it's not just a walk. I think it's a run as well, because people love to run. I always did a lot of running back before I hurt my back. I was always running in half marathons and 5Ks. So there's a facet of running, too, if you like to run, right?
Yes, there is. You know, the kids love to run. Mm-hmm. The younger generation loves to run. And, you know, there are some elderly that love to run as well. So it's your preference. You know, you're able to walk if you want to walk, or you can run. And if you're not able to attend in person, like I had mentioned earlier, you're always able to participate through supporting somebody or making a donation as well.
Yes, sir. Bobby, you know what? You and I go way back. I shouldn't even say way, 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 way back. You've worked with my wife before at Baylor Scott & White, mm-hmm. and that's how I first got to meet you, and you're the first person to ever tell me about BAPS Charities. Can you talk about BAPS Charities in particular, and then we'll just kind of talk about some of the things that you and I have done with BAP Charities?
Yeah, sure. You know, so BAPS Charities, you know, we're an international organization, a charitable organization, mm-hmm. You know, and we're not only in the United States, we're in states like the Texas, but we go all around the world, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia. And our aim is pretty much to serve individuals, families, and communities through five areas of focus. Mm-hmm. We want to empower the community. We want to focus on education and making sure that we're providing educational services. We also want to protect the environment and preserve it for the future generation. We want to focus on health and wellness through this like walkathon. And we also focus on humanitarian relief. You know, whenever there are disasters that come about, you know, BAPS Charities is there to respond to any type of emergency, mm-hmm. Like tropical storms or hurricanes. You know, and so we've assisted with that humanitarian effort as well.
And what I've been so impressed with you guys, again, you kept inviting me, you got to come to the temple, you got to come to the temple. Tell me about how you wanted me to come out there to the temple in Irving. And what that was all about, and then we can talk about some of those different celebrations.
Yeah, so you know, the temple in Irving it's a great place, you know, to find peace. It's very spiritual, and that sort of is what stems our desire and our want to help mm-hmm. around the community. And so, you know, whenever we first asked you, it was during, if you remember, it was during Diwali.
Yes, Diwali.
Which is mm-hmm. the first time that you had come.
Yeah, let's talk about Diwali a little bit, because we do talk about it on this show. It seems like at least every year, and it's a major celebration. And I was blown away at the festival outside of the temple and all of the food inside the temple. I mean, the food outside too, but I was just absolutely amazed. And I've been over there a couple of times now for Diwali. Could you talk about Diwali a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Diwali is a really big celebration for Hindus. It's the start of the new year. Mm-hmm. And when we had invited Chris out, you know, it's a grand celebration. It's almost like a carnival type of setup that we have. We also have a spiritual aspect of it, too, where we're offering literally a mountain of food, and everybody's sort of cooked that food from their heart with love and offered it as a means of the celebration. And you know, it's a time for the community to come together. It's a time for families to come together and just celebrate the spirituality of Diwali and what it brings to a household.
Like you said, it's like a carnival or a festival on the outside, and on the inside, there literally is a mountain of food, and the food, most of it is desserts. It's all kinds of different kinds of desserts and breads, and it's just impressive. People were taking pictures and selfies with all of this food. And you mentioned everybody involved with the temple, they contribute. And how, I just want to, do you ever have leftovers? What happens to the food? Because it's so much. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It paints a picture.
There's a lot of food. You know, there's no leftovers. All of that food is then taken out, and it's given to everybody that's in attendance.
Nice.
And they get to participate in that spiritual sort of intaking of food. And you know, they do enjoy it as well.
Mm-hmm. And Diwali is usually what time of the year?
It's usually in the fall, so depending on the traditional Hindu calendar, it'll fall between either October or November.
Yeah, and it's all, and also you have these candles that go up. They're like balloons, but they're candles. Can you talk about that too? Because like at the end, when it gets dark, everybody puts the candles in the, and they kind of go up in the sky like kites.
Yeah, so it's you know, Diwali is a festival of lights.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
You know, it's a time to reflect. It's a time to learn, but it's also a time to sort of embrace the new year and look within to see, hey, you know, where can I make some improvements? And so, what can I do to spark a light in my life? But what else can I do to spark a light in the community that I serve? You know, it's always grand. There's fireworks at the end. There's light sparkling sticks that the kids play with. You know, and so it brings this essence of, hey, let me turn this chapter and spark a new light for the new year to come.
Fantastic. We're talking about Diwali, the Festival of Lights, BAPS Charities, the Hindu Festival, and of course the walk that is coming up. And Babish, and we're talking to Babish Patel. Babish, tell us about how much you and your family, your wife and kids, are involved with BAPS Charities. You personally.
Oh, we're heavily involved. You mm-hmm. know, we love the cause. You know, we love how BAPS Charity has helped, you know, not only locally, but globally through different initiatives. You know, there's a medical aspect to it where they do health awareness lectures from time mm-hmm. to time, just to bring awareness to the community In terms of, you know, like how to perform CPR, how to maintain, you know, a good healthy lifestyle. We also do blood donation drives, and you know, flu vaccination drives. And like I had mentioned earlier, we assist with any type of storm or humanitarian relief. And we also collect food. So, you know, we partner with various organizations around the community.
On the food banks?
Yes. Donate food. During Diwali, for example, we do partner with our local Irving organizations, and we donate food, canned goods, water, you know, blankets, coats, things like that to help the community as well. So, you know, we are actively going out, you know, letting everybody know that we're walking for a great cause. If they're not able to monetarily support us, they can support us by participating and being a part of the event as well, and doing the walk or run. And you know, we're open to everybody coming in and helping the community serve in that manner.
Okay, so tell the truth, Babish. How many times have you been in the walk?
Man, I've been to every single walk since it's first started.
Wow.
You know, as a kid, initially.
Okay.
But you know, I've participated and walked, you know, all 20 years, I would say. You know, and it does get a little warm, but you know, everybody's sort of mindset and their spirit of serving and spirit of knowing the cause that we're doing it for surpasses the heat and everything else that may come with it.
I will give you guys credit though. You're doing it. When is it? June the 2nd?
It's June the 1st.
June the 1st. It's June the 1st. Yes. The thing that I'm giving you credit for is you're at least not having it in August. Because August is when there would not be a walk, there would be a crawl. I think, and everybody would have umbrellas for shade. I'm serious. Yes. June 1st is an absolute great day to have this on. And I'm sure it's been in various locations that you've been to. What are some of the locations where the walk has been? Because people in North Texas love to walk. They love to walk with the kids. They love to walk with strollers. They love to walk with the pets. They love to walk with each other. And they also, like I said, they like to run.
Yeah, you know, we've walked around the Metroplex. The most recent one last year was at the Sound in Irving, and they have a nice little water feature there that we've walked around. It's been there for a couple of years, and previous to that, we've done it at a park in Dallas as well. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it may be called Marcus Park in Dallas. Where we've had walks, where our facility was originally, and then, you know, we moved to Irving, and so the walk was closer there. This year, it's going to be at the Kaleidoscope Park in Frisco. It's our first time going out there serve sort of that side of the community as well. We have, you know, there's a lot of growth happening in the DFW Metroplex towards that end. And so we've decided to shift gears a little bit and locations, and it'll be at the Kaleidoscope Park this year.
Is it going to be there this year, or is it going to be there for a few years? Do you know yet?
I am not exactly sure.
I know that the fact that you're taking it around places.
Yeah. You know, we're not serving just one community.
Correct.
We are serving the community of North Texas. And so, you know, we are going around, and it's going to be a new environment for us as well, but we're so excited for it to be in Frisco this year.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. A lot of things happen in Frisco. So many things, so many major corporations moving out there. I mean, it's kind of like when the Cowboys moved their headquarters out there. Frisco was already booming. But when the Cowboys put the star out there, then all of a sudden the PGA Tour goes out there. Then it's almost like if you build it, they will come. And they've got so many different high schools and grade schools and middle schools, and the growth there is just astronomical. So yeah, I think you're going to have a very well attended event. And you say, what kind of participation are you expecting? Over 1,000 people, 1,200?
Yeah, we've had nearly 1,200 people attend over the years, and we're at the minimum expecting that many people, if not more, this year.
Can you give me a story? I don't want to put you on the spot of one of the times you went on the walk and something very interesting happened. when I say the interesting part, I mean, it could be you went with your wife and the kids and the kids had so much fun, or it could be, you know what? I actually thought I'd try to run this year, or oh, I met so many interesting people. Just give me a little story, because people love the stories, painting the pictures of what happens on a walk, because you get to meet all kinds of people because you're just walking.
Yeah. And you know, so I'll say a couple of things.
Sure.
You know, like my kids definitely surprised me when they actually did the whole walk. You know, I was not certain that they would be able to do the walk and complete it, but
how old were they at the time?
They actually ran a little bit of it too with their friends. But you know, because we are walking and there's so many people there, you get to connect with so many different type of people. You get to learn their backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You get to, sort of learn where they come from and learn why they're walking. Perhaps they have somebody, that may have been impacted by cancer. If we were walking, we've walked for Susan G. Komen before as well. Mm-hmm. Or you have somebody who knows a veteran, mm-hmm. For this year, you know, and so that just reassures you that, you know, when you're walking or when you're participating in an event like this, that, you know, what you're doing actually matters. You know, you're walking for a cause, and it sort of makes it real, you know, because when you're doing the walk, or when you're trying to, you know, raise the funds or raise awareness for it, you don't really see the actual impact of it until you meet somebody who it may have affected.
Yes.
And so I think that's the biggest thing, you know, it's that the community comes together, but you also learn about who makes the community.
You know, it's interesting. BAPS Charities has been doing...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of different things. And as you mentioned, they do all kinds of rewarding, different kinds of nonprofits who also are like-minded in the community. And again, this particular walk is going to be for the American Legion. But I've had the pleasure of actually going to a couple of nonprofits with some of the people with BAPS Charities, where they made the presentation, and it was just amazing about how the lives were changed and so many people were affected. And I want to give you guys a lot of props. Are there a couple of people you want to shout out and mention that they do some of the heavy lifting, or they're a part of the organization and maybe put their fingerprints on this year's walk?
Yeah, it's a collective team effort.
Yes.
Led by our outreach team, and they do a tremendous job reaching out to the community, identifying, you know, the organizations that we are going to support that year. You know, finding the right cause is the biggest thing. And you know, we love the Legion and supporting veterans because of everything they do to serve our country.
Sure.
And, you know, we love supporting them. And so our whole outreach team does an amazing job keeping everybody connected, staying connected with the community, and helping us identify how to support our communities through these events throughout the year.
I mentioned like the stories about what happened on the walk, and you said your kids, you didn't know if they're going to make it. How old were they at the time? Because, you know, kids, like you said, they have high energy, then they get tired.
Yeah. You know, I think my son was, it was like 3 years ago. So maybe 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you think as a parent that, you know, they're not going to be able to do it.
So right.
We had told them, like, you know, it's okay for you to turn back around when you start feeling a little bit tired, but you know, he saw everybody doing it and he got motivated. And so he went the whole way.
Can you talk about some of the things like you have at the walk? Because a lot of these walks, you know, they'll have water, they'll have all kinds of little things. Because it's kind of like a communal kind of thing. Communities get together, people get together, and they have little things along the way. Or when you first get started, everybody, and there's, you know, a lot of people sharing why they're involved and the whole nine yards. Can you talk about that part as well?
Yeah. So, you know, we have different organizations who are supporting us come out. There's some booths there. You know, they may have little giveaways and things like that.
Right.
We honor everybody that was a part of it. You know, all of our sponsors. There's also a little bit of a stretch, you know, because we want to make sure that nobody is injured through walking or running.
You got to do the stretching. Yep. You got to do the stretching. I bet you have some stretched leaders that are really, really good.
Yes. And then, you know, we do the actual walk, and because of the heat, there's water stations and hydration stations that are provided throughout the route and on the way back. And then it ends, you know, usually we've done it in the morning hours. And so it usually has ended with some type of a lunch as well.
Oh, very
or some
nice.
Type of a meal.
Sure. Some kind of meal at the end of it all, where everybody's still hanging out and people linger around and still go by the booths, and they get to feel the organization and what it's really all about. And again, the big walk is coming up on June the 1st, and it's going to be in Frisco. Can people find more information online?
Yeah. If you just Google BAPS Charities Walk Run for Dallas, Texas, you'll be able to see everything. You can, you know, it'll tell you the location and the timing of the event, who we are walking for this year, and you know, just a little bit more information and how you can support as well. I will add one more thing that, you know, all of this is volunteer based. So everybody that's helping set everything up, supporting it, you know, doing all the legwork, they're all volunteers. And so they're volunteering their time and resources to help us with this cause as well.
And on the website, you can also find out where you can volunteer as well, if you're listening to the show right now.
Yeah, you can, it'll give you an opportunity of how you can help support the event as well. Yes.
You know what I love about what you do? Seriously, it's all about the community. It's all about the spirit of service, which is the theme of the walk-run. And I just think about how Dallas-Fort Worth and North Texas is growing so large. I bet you have a lot of people who've come here from all over the country, like even all over the world, and then they find commonality either going on the walk or going celebrating the Valley.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of movement happening in North Texas. And because of that movement, the community here is growing, you know, at a tremendous pace. And so whenever that community grows, the spirit of serving also grows. And so, like you said, you know, it's, we're hoping to see, you know, more than 1200 people this year. It's going to be a great event, a great cause. It's going to be fun. It's a family event. You know, it's going to be something, to look forward to, but also to know that you're serving, for a good cause.
Okay. Before I let you get out of here, Bobbish, is there any other event or something that we need to make sure that we mention that's coming up later this summer or later this year, other than Diwali, that BAPS Charities is involved?
You know, we're We're involved through various things. Like I mentioned, you know, we have awareness lectures that happen for health. Mm-hmm. We have flu vaccination drives that will happen in the fall to provide flu vaccines for those that are not able to have access to them. And then, like you mentioned, Diwali as well. But, you know, this is one of our major events during the year. And so we're all excited for it, especially with it being in Frisco this year. And you know, we can't wait to see how we're able to support.
Babish, can't wait to the walk, and I can't wait to get back to you. Maybe again, if not you, someone with the update on the Diwali festivities, because it's always exciting. Thanks again for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for having me. Appreciate it.
And joining us now is my good buddy, Mr. Danny Noah, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They've got a big Hall of Fame breakfast coming up later on this month. And Danny, I'm so glad you could pop on. How you doing?
Oh, man, doing fantastic, Chris. Always a pleasure to just jump on and be with you once again.
Well, you know, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, you're one of my favorite charitable organizations, man. You guys get so much stuff done, especially here in Dallas. And I think it's perfect timing to have you on because coming up at the end of this month, it's the annual Hall of Fame breakfast, the FCA Hall of Fame breakfast, down at Golf Club of Dallas. Could you talk about how did you talk Tim Brown into hosting this thing, the Hall of Famer himself doing all this for the last couple of years? How'd you get Tim Brown? Let's start from the beginning there.
Well, first of all, Tim was greatly impacted by FCA.
Yes, sir.
In high school, and the first person that he ever heard share the gospel was Coach Tom Landry. Mm-hmm. At an event that he went to, and it was his first time to experience that and have someone outside of his family share their faith and be very very bold in how they shared it. And so that's Tim's backstory. We got connected about a little over 10 years ago. And he became a regular guest at some of our summer camps. And then for the last few years, Tim has served on our South Dallas County FCA board. And so he's just been locked in as a someone impacted by the ministry, and then just a close friend. Mm-hmm. As well. So he loves what we do, and we are glad that he is a voice telling the story of FCA.
He is pure greatness. Of course, he's a legend on the football field. Off the field, he's outstanding with the FCA. But for those who don't know about the greatness of Tim Brown, let me remind everybody, he's homegrown right here in Dallas, high school here in Dallas, and then he went off to Notre Dame where he won the Heisman Trophy. Then he was drafted by the Raiders. Back then, they were the L.A. Raiders, not even the Oakland Raiders, not even now the Las Vegas Raiders. But he is still Mr. Raider for their organization, and ironically, as a great wide receiver, kickoff and punt returner, he finally found himself into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And you were there for all of that stuff. So, again, the connection goes way back, but he's just a great guy all around. But you happen to be up there for that whole ceremony, the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to be there. And incidentally, just a side note, Chris, mm-hmm. there are only 10 players that won the Heisman and are in the Football Hall of Fame.
You're kidding.
And Tim is one of those.
Wow. I never, you know, that's one stat I never noticed or I never paid attention to, because you almost think, well, you know, just about all those Heisman guys are in the Heisman house. But guess what? Yep. It doesn't always translate to the pros, I guess.
Yeah, they had a special that came out maybe a year ago called From the Heisman to the Hall. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really powerful story about that. So, yeah, there's only 10. We had heard about it from Tim 2 years ago. He was sharing that with us actually at the Hall of Fame weekend. And so very, very great stat. And I'm like you, I would have thought there had been many more Heisman Trophy winners in the Hall, but just 10.
Well, we're lucky enough to have him here in Dallas, and like I say, he's grown up here. He's always here. He's, you know, has to run back out to Las Vegas from time to time, but he is definitely all over Dallas-Fort Worth, especially here in Dallas. And in this big breakfast, this Hall of Fame breakfast that's going on, give us some details, and I'm going to ask you about who's going to be there. I'm going to be there myself, but let's talk about some other people who's going to be there.
So actually, we have a venue change this year. We are going to be at IBOC, which Inspiring Body of Christ Church. Pastor is a Skyline alumni, Skyline grad, Ricky Rush.
Yeah, I know Pastor Rush.
So we will be over there with him, and we'll be honoring kind of a historic basketball coach at Skyline High School, Coach J.D. Mayo.
Yes, the amazing Coach J.D. Mayo. Know him very well, too. Of course, his greatest player that he helped coach was the great Larry Johnson.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. He's been, another voice for FCA. I'm going to say 50 years in his early days at Spruce and then at Skyline High School. And he's just so well respected for his consistency and using his platform of sports to share his faith. And so we will be honoring him. We've honored Coach Reginald Samples in the past and many others. But this year, our speaker, we've got Isaiah Standback coming.
Oh, hold on. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. He is exceptional. I think a lot of Cowboy fans are familiar with his great work on television the last couple of years, where he's won Emmy Awards. Isaiah is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Isaiah has done a few events for us. And as we were talking about potential speakers, his name came up. And we really, really just going to have him as our MC, be just for all he does. And then it just kind of kept playing out. And so he will be our speaker. We're excited. He's been a friend to FCA for the last several years. And we're excited about having him come. We'll have coaches from all over the Metroplex, community leaders. And we'll have some former NFL players that are still living here in the community that will be joining us as well.
The breakfast is always fantastic. The food is delicious. What's the date again?
That'll be May 29th. And again, at IBOC, Inspiring Body of Christ, 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And we still have some spots available for that those would like to come, or if a sponsor would like to get a table for their company or their staff. We are just excited about being able to have that platform to tell the story to those that have never heard of FCA, to those that are familiar with it, and just to honor what some of the coaches are doing. Incidentally, Chris, we've had a lot of things within high school sports take place, the tragedy in Frisco, the shooting at Wilmer Hutchins. But what people don't know is that FCA was right in the midst of that, serving those teams, serving those campuses, and just being a presence. And that's what we are, a presence within the athletic culture, sharing faith and using that platform. As we say, Chris, wherever there's a scoreboard, wherever there's a field house, wherever there's a coach, that's where we want to be.
I like the fact that you were there. And again, that shouldn't be taken for granted, because in this day and age, especially with those crazy kind of things that can happen on school campuses, people and kids in particular need somewhere to cope. They need to, it's actually a part of mental wellness, your faith. And FCA is right there when people need to turn towards some faith and togetherness with people that they know.
Yeah, and we're learning. A lot of people think that what a coach does just happens on Friday night. But, in both of these situations, coach is responsible for the culture of their locker room. Mm-hmm. And when there's a coach of faith, there is something for them to point their players to and their staff. And these coaches are investing, some of them 100 hours a week during football season. They're sacrificing time with family. But a lot of people just, stand in the stands and shout and think, this is all they do. But it's about 10%. Of how much time they are investing into their staff and student athletes. And so we get to serve them. We get to be a presence, and we get to be the ones that tell them, hey, we're not asking for anything. We're just here to serve. And that's the privilege we've had, Chris, now since 1954.
Amazing.
So we just celebrated many years of ministry. Coach Landry started FCA here locally, and it continues to thrive and just be a blessing to the sports community.
I love the partnership that FCA has with a lot of high school coaches, and especially on the coaches' side of it, because you mentioned this. These days, especially over the last 10, 15 years, parents just really get on the coaches about, why is my kid not? Why is my son? Why is my daughter? And it's hard being a coach nowadays. Don't get me wrong. It's already tough enough to try to win some games, but you're trying to please a lot of different people, and coaches need somebody to turn to, or at least, like I said, it's all a part of having faith and mental wellness.
And Chris, we want to be sure it's communicated. We are just not looking for the coaches who are strong in their faith. You know, we have a saying, we're there to minister to and through the coach. And one of the ways we do that, we know families suffer, marriages suffer in that coaching community. We do a coach's marriage retreat every July. And I would say of all the things that we do, it's probably one of the most important and the most impactful, because if a coach and their family are on point,
man,
with faith, it's going to impact the campus. It's going to impact the culture. It's a win all the way around.
It really is. And the wives, they're the real heroes, because when the coach has a tough day, and we're talking about when a day, we're talking about during the day at practice, late afternoon, and then the game at night. I mean, the support system for the family. I mean, that's why that retreat you're talking about is huge. Can you share a little bit about this retreat since I got you on it?
Yeah. So this is something we do every year. We just set the atmosphere for husband and wife to get away. We have to remind them it's not a coaching clinic, because sometimes the coaches want to all gather.
Exactly.
X's and O's. And
pick each other's brains and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We have coaches and their spouses that many times have never taken a vacation. And so we take that window in high school sports between the 4th of July and before they go back in to summer workouts, prepping for the start of school. And we just get them for 3 days and we just pour into them. We allow them space to have a date night. We bring in a local speaker just to encourage them. A lot of times husband and wife. So the wives feel like they're represented in the room, just pouring into them and investing in their marriage. We try, if at all possible, to make that as cheap as far as the cost as possible.
Sure.
Many times we fully sponsor through our Landry Foundation. So Coach Landry, things that he started are still impacting the opportunity to scholarship a coach and their spouse to come get away and it not be an expense. And even last year, we had a family that has 4 or 5 kids and they had to pay babysitting costs. Well, we picked up the cost for them on that. And so just little things that are important, little things that could be a hindrance to keep them from coming. We want to pull all the barriers out of the way so that they can be poured into, so they can be served as opposed to serving as much as they do without being encouraged and an opportunity to refuel and retool.
Are these getaways like local somewhere? I mean, I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're in North Texas somewhere. It's just a little getaway for the couple, for the husband and
the
wife.
Yeah, for the couple. So we do a variety throughout the state where some can go with their entire family. What we have focused on locally, and we do it right down, right in Frisco, not far from the Star. Mm-hmm. And just get them away. They don't have to spend a lot of time driving. They come right there. It's, again, just very inexpensive to them. But, yeah, right here in the Metroplex. And for some, they say, well, I don't really feel like I'm getting away. Hey, the spouse says, whatever I can do and wherever we can go to get them away and for us just to spend time together, they're happy to be a part of it. And I will say this, one of the coaches that was from Frisco that unfortunately experienced that tragedy, they come to this event every year.
Okay.
Every year. Mm-hmm. And so we had that connection already, and that's what opened the doors for ministry there through the marriage retreat, through our relationships and influence of being present to these coaches.
What I love about it is the marriage retreat is a staycation. So it's not like, oh, we got to pack a bag and go across the country, or it would be nice, but at the same time, you might not have the time to get away like that.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a staycation, and if any of the coaches who are involved with FCA need more information, do they go to the website or they just talk to you? If a coach is just listening to this right now, like, wow, I've been meaning to do that, or that'd be a good thing to do with my wife, or if a female coach would like to do with my husband.
Yep. They can go to NorthTexasFCA.org, and we have information there on our event page, and they just go on there, they can sign up, and then there's communication pieces if they want, if they're in need of us to help them out financially. That information is available. And to them, we would love to have some new faces in the room. We've got plenty of space for them. We try to keep it intimate, but we continue to open the door for as many coaches and their spouses that want to come, that we don't let their, as I said, no barriers. We don't want there to be any reason why they can't come, because it's so important to their marriage and to their family.
Exactly. We're talking with Danny Noah with Dallas FCA Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And Danny, in the summertime, FCA, even though, quote unquote, the school year isn't going on for a lot of students, there's stuff going on in the summertime for FCA. You mentioned the coaches retreat, coach and wife's retreat, or coaches and their spouse retreat. Could you talk about some of the other things for maybe some of the students or the kids, the athletes?
Yeah, we do what we call sports camps. We do leadership camps. We do power camps. Obviously, the sports camp, we identify opportunities where they're right now. This is a thrust for us, is identifying what we call gap sports, communities where the kids are not learning a sport until they get to middle school. So the fundamentals and who they're competing against in other schools, they've been playing the sport for years. And so we recently out here in the Oak Cliff area did a girls basketball camp for grades 4 through 8. And very powerful for us, not only to reach that age, which we're targeting, we're trying to venture more into youth sports, but to benefit those local middle school and high school feeder patterns. So we're helping them athletically. We're introducing them to FCA at a much younger age. These partnership camps, these power camps, allow churches to get connected with us. And so as we're serving kids, we're serving families, and we let these churches be that place that we can point them to after the camps. We've got local camps. We've got state camps. I'm actually going to serve at what's called an island camp this summer in Galveston. So we're just going to go suffer and be on the beach. And
somebody's got to do it, Danny. Somebody, I appreciate you going and said, okay, I'll do it.
Yep. I usually try not to travel out of town the summer, you know, a lot because we do so much and don't do a lot of camps. But that was one that I really had a hard time turning down because our staff person that puts that on is actually the chaplain for the WNBA.
Okay.
And she has come up every year to work our golf camp. And then she came up this year to run our basketball camp as well.
That's fantastic.
And so had a few players from SMU girls team, ladies team come out. And so we just utilize all our resources. We have our great teammates with one another, whether we're local or whether we're all over the state of Texas. And then you're talking about the summer, we'll all gather all of our Texas staff down at the Texas High School Coaches Convention. We do a breakfast for the coaches. And then we wrap up the year here locally with our annual trip to the Hall of Fame.
So let's talk about that trip to the Hall of Fame this year. You always go every year up to Canton, Ohio, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Can you tell us about, are you already got everybody set and situated? What's some of the agenda yet? Because it kind of varies, I'm sure, every year. But you guys always have a wonderful time of fellowship.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, we always provides the opportunity for those that want to be a part of it's, you know, this experience. We say it's almost impossible to duplicate. You referred to Tim Brown earlier. Tim helps open the door for us just to be present during this weekend where the new class of those coming into the Hall of Fame are honored. They're celebrated. Mm-hmm. You know, the event kicks off with the Hall of Fame game on that Thursday night, and we have access to be in the VIP area with all the Hall of Famers and some of their families. Friday night, the gold jacket ceremony. There's a pre gold jacket event. There's the gold jacket event. There's the post gold jacket event. And then on Saturday, of course, is the induction ceremonies where we have the opportunity to be seated with, you know, the those going into the hall, their families. Just to be in the presence, to be in the room. And then there's several gatherings after after the induction ceremonies that we have the opportunity to be at. And so it is, and then this in the middle of that is access to the Hall of Fame Resort, where you can look to your left and see Warren Sapp, and look to your right and see Bob Lilly. I mean, there's usually 100 Hall of Famers that are present in this Hall of Fame resort, and you just never know who will come slide in the booth. Last year, Emmett slid in the booth with us. Andre Reed, Andre Johnson, Devin Hester, all these guys just slid in the booth to come and visit with Tim. And so our guest got quite a treat to simply have a Hall of Famer sitting right there. And then, you know, you'll see some of the old timers too, you know, Joe Green and, you know, Fred Biletnikoff are still arguing the Immaculate Reception over 50 years later.
Cowboys and Steelers. That is too funny.
What a treat. What a treat. So,
or a Cowboys, excuse me, Steelers and Raiders. My memory's kind of messing up on me. I almost forgot about that. No, I'm thinking about all wonderful things that you guys do and thinking about that trip and how you got to tell that part about going through and seeing all the busts, the statues, because I think a lot of different Cowboy players, when every now and then they would get to play in that preseason game up there, the exhibition game, the Hall of Fame game. They talk about walking into that Hall of Fame itself and that seeing all the busts. It's just mind-blowing. Can you share your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I remember the first time that I went, and you know, you walk in, you see the bust, and you find yourself taking a picture of one and then two and then 10 and almost every bust in there, because it's such a overwhelming experience to be in the room and to just to be a part of the history in that facility. He has been there a while now. I can't remember the amount, but it's almost 300, I believe, members of the NFL Hall of Fame. And then right as you go into where the busts are, there is a man on a screen who can tell you anything and every fact about every Hall of Famer. I mean, he is just a Wikipedia of information, and it is overwhelming.
Is he AI? I'm assuming
he's not AI. He's actually, I believe, he's a British gentleman. And,
really?
He was telling us things, even you know, as we're
and
there
he's
with
on
Tim
a screen.
Brown. He's on a screen, and I mean, we tried to stump him, and he knows
wow.
everything, and just telling us facts and figures. And so that's we've made that a regular thing to try to think of something. How can yeah. we stump this guy? But
right.
he is, you know, he's like some of these guys locally that you know, Chris, that know everything about Dallas mm-hmm. High school football, and just yeah, it's overwhelming and to be a part of that. But yeah, every year. Just a great place to be. The bust, the experience, running into a Hall of Famer randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Michael Irvin just happened to wander up upon us and walk through the front door of the hall, and all of the fans that were there to visit were just overwhelmed and surprised that he just walked
just
through the
walked
front
in.
Door.
There he is.
So there's an experience
the
every year, crew.
Mm-hmm.
Every year there's something new that we have to tell, and it serves as a great marketing piece for those that are donors that want to be a part of the event. Chris, I've never been to the Super Bowl. I've never been to the NFL draft. I think it's probably pretty hard to have anything that compares to this as far as access to the NFL Hall of Famers
mm-hmm.
and just access to everything that's NFL.
You know, so Wild, I think you're actually getting more access. I've been to, you know, several Super Bowls and drafts and whatnot. Those the events are so large and there's so many people that the guys are spread out all over the place. You follow what I'm saying? But up there in Canton, when you go up there, they're all in the little town and they're all there for those specific events. And therefore, you get a chance to hobnob and meet and greet. And like you said, it's a mind-blowing thing. And you mentioned it's... you know, something that you guys also use for people who want to donate or be a part of FCA as far as partnerships or donations are concerned. Can you talk about, like, maybe the silent auction or things that's going to happen on this yeah. breakfast again, this Hall of Fame breakfast that might be available, some of the items?
Yeah, I literally had some people texting me today to ask me, hey, what do you have? What's coming up in this year? And so we've got multiple experiences, some hunting and fishing experiences mm-hmm. there, and then right down to, you know, autograph memorabilia. We've got a lot of the former Cowboys: Everson Walls, Tony Dorsett, Larry Brown, Mel Renfro, Bob Lilly, Nate Newton, Jason Witten, and then we have some, as you always help us with, some Mavericks
sure.
experiences.
I don't have a Cooper flag thing yet, but we'll
yes.
see how that goes.
Yes,
yeah, I think by the time you know it comes along, we'll have something special.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll, you know, we're thinking about just making that an entire Mavs experience and putting mm-hmm. the autograph memorabilia in with that. And so,
sure.
you know, someone will have a great experience plus have some memorabilia
mm-hmm.
After the fact. You know, we have some things that are specific and intentional for those that want to do something with their staff and their leadership teams. Where we have maybe a Tim Brown will come and speak to their. You know, their administrative team,
uh-huh.
Or, you know, maybe for an event, we do an event where you get to go to Tim Brown's house.
I remember that. I remember that was one of the auction items. Yeah.
And, you know, and that's a combination of
to
30
watch
for
some,
30 in the NFL football life, but live.
Yeah. It's like you get to watch a football game at Tim's house. It's like, what?
But it is, it'll be a great event, and we've got some baseball memorabilia this year as well.
Oh yeah, Rangers.
So we've really kind of amped up our game to make some opportunity there. You know, try to create something for everybody. You know, we got the Chick-fil-A for a year, so
mm-hmm.
Everybody loves a little Chick-fil-A, and I'm not getting paid to say that word. Say about Chick-fil-A, but we've got board members that are part of that, and it just
excellent.
Man, it's a fun of day, a fun event, and we're excited about being able to be back over at IBOC where we were before COVID, and gives us an opportunity to grow that event and more opportunity for people to sit in the seats and hear about FCA.
Can I say something about IBOC again? Pastor Ricky Rush, he has put together a church. First of all, the services are absolutely amazing, but that church, I swear, it's comparable to the World Aquarium downtown Dallas. They've
oh, yeah.
got so many aquariums and fishes. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's jaw-dropping. It's amazing.
Yeah, we've had the discussion about whether to build our event around the aquariums, but it just, you know, it's, I know they want people to see that and experience that. And, you know, maybe we'll have to create some kind of auction item around that.
Yeah,
and,
private tour of IBOC.
Private tour. And it's a very nice facility. And I tell you what, Chris, if you get the opportunity to go over there on a Sunday and you get invited to have lunch with Pastor Rush, those are the best collard greens I've ever had in my life.
He gave me a private tour one time, and the collard greens were there. It was like lunch over there at the church. It was absolutely amazing. That staff, they are absolutely amazing. They as my grandma said, they put the foot off in it. It was really good.
Yeah, there you go. Put my whole toe.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, breakfast is going to be amazing again, as usual. And the date again is?
It is May 29th, 7:30 a.m. And we would love anyone that would like to come to just reach out to us. The website with that information is SouthDallasCountyFCA.org, and go to our events page and you'll see Hall of Fame Breakfast right there.
I got to ask you this, Danny. You've been doing this so long. How many years have you been doing?
Coming up on 20 years in November, and before that had just been engaged in the Dallas ISD athletic venue, and that really opened the door for me to walk in and join the staff of FCA, and just, you know, a variety of things throughout the years, seeing athletes young and old, seeing coaches of impact who are so committed and who are called to coach. It takes a lot to invest your time, your life, into that profession. And we just get to be present and have a front row seat to see what a lot of people don't get to see, and just, man, and to be present, just to serve, to be available to in this venue. You know, some people say athletics can be a dark place, but we're hoping to bring light into that situation, and hope as well.
I think that's so important. And again, quiet as it's kept, Danny, you really are a connector. People talk nowadays about, oh, networking and things like that. You really are a facilitator and a connector. And I say this because, especially in these times after the pandemic, post-pandemic, there are a lot of people who really don't get out and about very much. I think some people were calling it an epidemic of loneliness. In other words, they order their food Uber, or they, you know, or they just don't socialize as much. And you are able to connect a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. And there's something to be said for that. Have you kind of noticed the fact that these days it's harder to get people to go do things together anymore?
Yeah. And I think that has impacted not just, you know, businesses and churches. It impacted athletic programs as well. A lot of people don't realize this, but you had kids, student athletes, that the most organized, structured part of their life was athletics. And suddenly when COVID hit, they were pulled out of that dynamic. Mm-hmm. And many of them didn't even come back to school simply because they were in a situation where they became babysitters for their younger brothers and sisters. And then the mental health piece, challenges that came out of that were just, man, overwhelming and discouraging. And, but yeah, you're right. I think people are coming out a lot more, but there's still that, hesitancy to be in large crowds. And, again, we're there to serve, and for those who come, to those who are a part of what we do, we've seen it impact our camps for a little while, but kids, are coming back to our summer camps, coaches are coming back to our marriage retreats. And so we're there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train.
Exactly. It's not a train. In fact, you're providing reasons for people to not just watch television or be online or just interact with people only on social media. You can balance it all out and get involved with FCA or get involved with some nonprofits or actually do things with your kids or actually, like you said, be a leader and maybe coach some kids if that's your area. But Danny, I can't say it enough. You guys provide outstanding work, but more importantly, you provide some solace. You provide, you know, with faith, but at the same time,
it helps people balance things out in their lives. And there's not enough to be said about that.
And Chris, you know, and you made reference to COVID, a lot of nonprofits had to close their doors.
Yeah.
Or you see situations where nonprofits are struggling to keep the doors open. And man, we've just been blessed to continue to walk through open doors. And we like to tell people that partner with us financially, this is good soil. There's fruit coming from this that's eternal. It's not just temporary. And we have been blessed to keep our doors open and continue to walk through the doors that have been made available for us to walk through.
Well, Danny Noah, FCA, you will see me swing through, as I always do, for the big Hall of Fame breakfast hosted by Tim Brown himself, the Hall of Famer. And it's always a pleasure to have you on this show.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate your investment and the window that you provide for our ministry to be shared.
Is there any last thing you want to share with all of our listeners?
Man, I would just tell everyone to be encouraged. It's easy to look around and see the things that are happening within athletics, within the culture, within the campus. But we just know that there's hope, know that there's ministries like FCA and many other nonprofits that are out there serving, that are bringing hope to the hopeless. And just that, again, that presence, that ministry of presence. And there's a lot to be said for just being available. And so be encouraged, you know, if you're listening to this and knowing that it's not hopeless. We're just in the opportunity and have the open door to share hope and encourage at the same time.
That's a great message. Thank you, Danny. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.